Discussions over the war could start in the winter, just as Poland prepares to take over the rotating presidency of the European Union January 1st. He faces charges in Pennsylvania. He faces charges in New York, the suspect in the fatal shooting of the UnitedHealthcare CEO.
Court records in New York show that the 26-year-old alleged to have gunned down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson has been charged with murder. Luigi Nicholas Mangione is in custody in Pennsylvania after police responded to a tip from a customer at a McDonald's in Altoona. Deputy Police Chief Derek Swope.
That male was asked to remove his face mask, and officers immediately recognized him as a suspect.
The complaint says when asked whether he'd been to New York recently, he became quiet and started to shake. A law enforcement official who spoke with the Associated Press said Mangione carried a document in which he claimed to have acted alone and wrote it had to be done. These parasites simply had it coming. I'm Jennifer King.
Also at SRNNews.com, President-elect Trump's Mideast envoy warns of serious consequences if the Gaza hostages are not released soon.
During a visit to the region this week, Steve Witkoff expressed hope for a ceasefire in Gaza between the militant group Hamas and Israel. But the soon-to-be Mideast envoy also warned that it would not be a pretty day if the hostages held in Gaza were not released before Trump's inauguration next month. Last week, the president-elect wrote on social media, there would be consequences if the hostages were not released before he takes the oath of office. Greg Clugston, the White House.
They've even landed in North Dakota. An illegal alien, allegedly a member of a violent Venezuelan gang, has been arrested in West Fargo. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 22 points, NASDAQ 109 points higher. This is SRN News. Oregon will force insurance companies to cover sex change operations.
Beginning in January, both public and private insurers will have to offer a wide range of transgender treatments or risk losing their license to operate in the state. Oregon will be the first state to institute such a rule based on guidelines from the World Professional Association for Transgender Health. Legal experts say it's highly likely that the new state of affairs will quickly be challenged in court, especially where it is liable to infringe on the rights of religious groups. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New York City is suffering from a drought, and that could put a damper on Hanukkah celebrations. Number of synagogues and Jewish organizations traditionally set up outdoor menorahs with actual burning candles. City officials may ban such displays because of the high risk of fire. No final decision has been made, and Hanukkah doesn't begin until December 25th, but Jewish leaders already making alternate plans. This is SRN News. Ongoing belt tightening at an aerospace giant.
Boeing has laid off hundreds of additional employees in Washington State and California as part of planned cuts that will eventually reduce the company's workforce by 17,000. In October, Boeing said it would reduce its workforce by 10% as it tries to recover from financial and regulatory troubles and a strike by its machinists. Boeing says the strike did not cause the layoffs and that layoffs are a result of overstaffing. Boeing has been in financial trouble since two crashes of its 737 MAX jetliner killed 346 people in 2018 and 2019. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Power shut off to tens of thousands of people in Southern California. Utilities work to mitigate the impacts of Southern California's notorious Santa Ana winds. Strong gusts could damage electrical equipment and spark devastating wildfires. More details, SRNNews.com.